Welcome to episode 239 of Clarity Compressed. My name is Paul J. Daly. I will be your host, and today we're going to talk about taking big swings. I think it might get the wall.
Let the good times roll.
This is Clarity Compressed.
So right now I am in the process of I'm halfway through a really big swing right now. What I'm talking about is a live event called AsotuCon that I am putting on. I founded a company called Asotu, A-S-O-T-U, which is Automotive State of the Union during the pandemic, turned it into a real company. And now we're having a massive event in Philly, or at least it's massive for me. And it feels like a really big swing. By the time you listen to this, it may have already happened. You can probably go to asotucon.com or check it on Instagram and see actual footage of the event and all the things that happened that I don't know that are going to happen yet. But the point of the whole thing is that it feels like a really big swing. Me and the team took a big, ambitious swing at what a conference should look like, especially in retail automotive. We want it to feel like South by Southwest meets TED Talks. And this big swing might not actually feel like a big swing to me next year, in the same way that a big swing that I took last year doesn't seem so big now that we're doing AsotuCon. My very first live event was about 4 years ago, called ClarityCon. I was a part of Gary Vaynerchuk's Vayner Mentors program, and Gary was like, you have to announce your first event. You have to announce it. And you have to say, I don't know if it's going to be in a Dunkin' Donuts or if it's going to be at Madison Square Garden, but we're going to put on an event. And that was kind of his advice to me. I didn't quite do it like that. But either way, not too long after, realized I had to put on an event. And it was, we called it ClarityCon. And we did have the event. And I thought it was a massive swing. We had it in a hotel and rented out this and had sound and lights and speakers flew in. And turns out it was a pretty small scale. But at the time, it was the biggest deal because it was taking a big swing. And then we did that. It went really well. And then we had a next event, which was a little bit different, but also bigger budget, bigger ambitions, and the next one and the next one. And every time it was like bigger swing, swinging for the fence. And some things work out, some things don't. And now AsotuCon, swinging for the fence. Is the ball going to go over? I don't know. Am I going to strike out? I don't know. Is the ball going to hit the wall? I don't know. And I'm not saying this is the right strategy for everybody. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should swing for the fence every time. I mean, Babe Ruth didn't even swing for the fence every time. You know, when you swing for the fence, guess what? You strike out, you miss things, you fail. But the fact that you swing for the fence makes you better at swinging for the fence and actually allows you to do things that people inspire people and things that motivate them to do bigger things and to push the boundaries and the stretch further. So for me, swinging for the fence means intentionally entering into the discomfort of not knowing. And there are factors in there, right? You have to make sure you're confident in your team. You have to make sure you're confident in your own talent and ability to push through and persevere and do the work, right? Do the work. It's not something that happens easily. It takes a lot of work. It's stress, right? It's uncertainty. It's all of those things. However, if you're willing to do those things and you have the team that's willing to do those things, what I have learned is that you can disproportionately get ahead and move forward and have a lot of fun doing it as well. There is nothing in life worth it that actually happens that doesn't involve stress and uncertainty. It just doesn't exist. And so for the limited time that we have here together on this planet, etc., I find that taking big swings just feels natural. I'm conservative in a lot of areas. And in some areas, I take big swings every time, right? There are certain areas where I don't want to take a big swing every time, right? Parenting methods. I don't want to take big progressive steps in parenting methods. Personal opinion. Right, there are plenty of other examples and options to be a little more conservative in my parenting and hopefully guide my children to have the opportunity to make their own decisions because they have a good head on their shoulders and they haven't messed the stuff up, right? Because I wasn't trying experimental parenting techniques on my kids. However, when it comes to conferences in automotive, when it comes to innovation, business building, brand building, marketing, entrepreneurship, I'm just wired to take a big swing. Doesn't always work. Like I said again, it doesn't always work. And if you can be okay with that and okay with the consequence, then taking big swings is the fastest way to innovate, is the fastest way to get where it is that you're going, or at least the direction, the trajectory that you're heading. Being okay with failing is a big part of taking big swings. I don't like failing. I actually hate it. When I fail or something doesn't go right, I feel very personally responsible for things, probably that I shouldn't feel personally responsible for, but I do. I wear my heart on my sleeve sometimes. When it comes to business, I take everyone else's livelihood that depends on me to take big swings and execute well. I take that extremely seriously. I get twisted up when, you know, we have to part ways with someone or something's not working out. I'm always like, well, what could I have done differently? And so, you know, being okay with that and learning to be like, hey, you got to forgive yourself. You got to understand that you can't carry everything and shoulder everything is an important part of taking big swings, because inevitably you're going to miss pitches, right? You're going to strike out. The crowd's going to go, oh, man. You have to feel good about why you're doing it, what you're doing it, how you're doing it. And this isn't, you know, thinking about it, it's not in every area of my life. There are some areas of my life where I need to take more accountability. And that's the dichotomy. Now that I think about it, that is literally the dichotomy of life, right? Personal relationships, my marriage, my kids, parenting, those are areas where I tend to group people in with me, like as like oh, you are the same as me, so we're going to approach this with the same perspective. We're going to approach it with the same mentality and willing to make the same sacrifices. And let me just tell you, in a marriage, that's not actually a relationship. That's not how it's supposed to work. Actually, I need to take more accountability and responsibility for my wife and for our relationship. Because also taking big swings, yeah, I don't know how that translates to marriage. I'm just going on a little tangent thinking about that. But here's the deal. All of life is risk. All of life is chance. All of life is responsibility for your actions. And in business, and in entrepreneurship, the taking the big swings, for me, has been worth it. Hasn't come without pain, hasn't come without fear. Also, personal life, family life, taking some big swings actually is really rewarding. Every time I've tried to take a big swing, like do a family thing or family vacation or like getting a puppy or, you know, try, like a few years ago, we moved to a property that has some acreage, and that was, you know, for us, it was a big financial stretch, and we're like, oh, can we do this? You know, and taking that big swing, they've always been like worth it. They have been flagrant. They've been thought out. But the moments and the days of adventure that we have together as a family, now that my kids are growing so fast, like my son Miles is 16, he might actually be a little taller than me now. You realize how fast it goes. And so taking those big swings, I can say I never regretted a big swing we took with our family. Never once regretted it. And even if it doesn't work out, right, that gives you a chance to lead and get through it. So I hope that through listening to this, or at least me sharing a few thoughts, right, the thought isn't that like, oh, you really want to know about my life and how I approach my relationships and big swings in business and all that, right? That isn't the main approach, so that I can be at the center of conversation. I do this, I share these thoughts, I make this podcast so that hopefully it will help give you a little bit perspective on your situation, because your situation is different than mine, right? Your business is different than mine, your relationships are different than mine, your mindset's different than mine, you had different parents than I had, you had different resources than I had, came from a different place than I had. No two people's experiences are the same. So I don't say all this to be prescriptive for you, but I say it to hopefully offer you a little perspective so that you can use that little tool of perspective and start to color in your own life and your own story and your own big swings that are teeing up. But I hope, if anything else, this encourages you to step out a little bit further than you stepped last time, explore a little bit more than you did last time, take a little bit bigger of risk than you did last time, for the betterment of you and everyone else around me. Thank you so much for spending some time with me, any time at all that you spend with me. I value you. If you're going to be in Philly, I can't wait to see you at a SoCon. And if not, then I will see you next week. We can.